This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number and Skype username will be given to you in moments. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And me, Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. All the features on the site are completely free. Coming up, we didn't get a chance last night to talk about the story asking, are we all becoming Pavlov's dogs regarding our obsession collectively with the smartphone? I do want to talk about that coming up, but Daryl, you've got some pretty big-sounding news about another hacker who has gained access to information the U.S. government probably doesn't want getting out.
Yes, and this guy has posted something on Reddit. I also have the story from thehackernews.com, and that's what I will read before going over to some of the stuff that he posts in his Reddit thread that is not covered here.
Got it.
So they say a massive database of terrorists and heightened risk individuals and entities containing more than 2.2 million records has reportedly leaked. Researcher Chris Vickery claimed on Reddit that he had managed to obtain a copy of the 2014 version of the World Check confidential database, which is being used by banks, governments, and intelligence agencies worldwide to scope out risk, including suspected terrorists. The leaked database contains more than 2.2 million records of people on suspected terrorist, organized crime, money laundering, bribery, corruption links, and other unsavory activities list. According to Thomson Reuters, who runs World Check, and that name Thomson Reuters might sound familiar, that's the parent company of
Reuters, the news company?
The news agency Reuters.
That's disturbing.
Thomson Reuters, who runs World Check, says that it is serviced by 4,500 institutions, including 49 of the world's 50 largest banks.
Oh, boy.
More than 300 government and intelligence agencies, and a lot of law firms. Although the access to the World Check database is supposed to be strongly restricted under European privacy laws, Reuters says an unnamed third party has exposed an outdated version of the database online. Vickery does not reveal exactly how he came across the data, but did say, no hacking was involved in my acquisition of this data. I would call it more of a leak than anything, although not directly from Thomson Reuters. The exact details behind that can be shared at a later time. Meanwhile, he told BBC that the database was not using any protection like username or password to see the records.
What?
However, he clarified that this unprotected database was not directly hosted by Thomson Reuters itself.
I'm so confused. How is this a confidential database if there's no username and password to access it?
That's a good question, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's someplace where people can't find it. It's obscured.
Apparently, yes. Somebody found it.
Apparently, they did.
Vickery also told other media outlets, even after disclosing its location to Thomson Reuters, the database is still available online. Quote, as far as I know, the original location of the leak is still exposed to the public internet. Thomson Reuters is working feverishly to get it secured. Along with the number of categories, the World Check database also contains individuals' dates and places of birth in an effort to help banks and government entities check that they are looking into the right people. The World Check database has repeatedly been accused of falsely designating individuals and organizations as terrorists on the list without their knowledge. BBC's Radio 4 first revealed the inaccurate terror designation after it gained 30 minutes of access to the World Check database in August of 2015 from one of the disgruntled customers. An investigation conducted by Vice News in February of this year also revealed that there were several individuals on the database list with a terrorist designation, including an American Muslim civil rights leader praised by George Washington Bush, an economist honored by the British Queen, and a prominent anti-extremist campaigner. However, the Reuters rejects these accusations. Vickery, in his Reddit thread, says the worst possible situation that could arise is that someone who may be innocent but accused of criminal activity in the database could be permanently branded on a global scale if
without
this database
knowledge.
Were to be spread publicly.
And they wouldn't, well, but beyond that, if they're in this database as a terrorist, they're being denied bank accounts, they're being denied whatever, you know, flying or whatever this would affect, and they don't even know. They don't even know why.
Right. And I have reason to believe, and I will explain my reasons, but I have reason to believe that this man is not lying.
Vickery?
Yes. Because Vickery had previously tracked down a number of exposed databases on the internet. He's the one who reported a huge cache of around 191 million U.S. voter records and details of around 13 million Mac Keeper users. In April, he also reported to have information on 93 million Mexican voters. The records were exposed due to configuration errors in MongoDB database. So now going over to his Reddit post, after his long post where he talks about what was covered in that news article, he says, small update. I have left a voicemail with Thomson Reuters and submitted notification via their World Check Support portal. Hopefully they contact me soon. Update number two. Thomson Reuters saw this post, looked up my notification through the World Check Support portal, and gave me a call. They were very nice. I have passed along details of where the leak is, and to the best of my knowledge, they are working to get it secured. One important point that they would like to highlight, and something I agree with, Thomson Reuters is not the only company gathering this kind of data and
That's
putting
true.
It together in this type of database. They may be a leader in the industry, but it's not fair to vilify them as if they were the only company in the market. Additionally, Thomson Reuters does not believe that this is any kind of blacklist, and they disagree with Vice's characterization of it as such.
What the hell is it then? If it's identifying people as potential terrorists or terrorists, that sure as hell sounds like a blacklist. It sounds like, you know, people are checking this list before they'll allow someone to open a bank account or whatever.
Yeah, I think even if it's just informational, it's disturbing information. It's a list
yes.
that people get put on and distributed to all kinds of organizations that aren't even quasi-governmental that, you know, can result in all kinds of things. I mean, you know, what do you think your job prospects are like when you're on the terrorist watch list? I'm going to say not as good as they would be otherwise. And how many people are on this list? Millions, right?
2.2 million.
Millions of people are on this list, have not had a day in court. They don't have any way of knowing they're on the list,
mm-hmm.
defending against being on the list. And if some representatives, Democratic representatives in Washington, D.C. had their druthers, wouldn't be able to buy a gun. Now, this isn't the terrorist. This is the terrorist watch list as opposed to the other terrorist list, which is worse than that. But and, you know, nonetheless, it's a list somebody put together. And I'd be interested in knowing who's on it. If you're talking about 2.2 million people, you're talking about something close to 1% of Americans.
Yes.
And, I don't know what America these people live in, but I don't live around that many terrorists.
Well, you might not think they're terrorists.
The government thinks everybody's a terrorist.
So let me go back here.
The kettle, by the way. Governments operate the same way that terrorists operate.
Yes.
The reason that people pay taxes is because they're scared of the organizations that might come after them. Those organizations are governmental. Governments rule, to some extent, through terror. Now, you may claim that they're a government of right. One might claim that if they like the government. But if they don't, then they're just a government forcing them to do things. That's basically the definition of terrorism.
Again, Thomson Reuters says that this is not a blacklist and that they disagree with Vice's characterization. Vickery says, I'm not saying they're right or that they're wrong, but it's only fair to convey what they have expressed to me, and there's more.
Now, Vickery is trying to determine whether or not to release this thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear more about
there's
that.
There's more.
Yeah, I want to hear more about, you know, why he hasn't already done that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I had not heard of World Check prior to Daryl bringing in this news story about a security researcher who somehow has come across this database, World Check. They've got 2 million plus names in this database, and apparently,
I wonder how many of those names are Ian Freeman, Mark Edge, and Daryl Perry.
I also wonder.
I'll bet you three.
Well, because I had a bank account shut down on me, or several bank accounts shut down on me just a couple of months ago. So, you know, I wonder if I'm in this database. I'm looking here on their website, thomsonreuters.com. It is KYC, AML, CFT, and PEP. Now, I know what KYC
is.
AML.
Know your customer.
Correct. AML is anti-money laundering. I'm not sure what CFT and PEP are, but I bet it's similar invasive governmental mandated nonsense. So this is not a very nice database. This is a database that is preventing people who have never been convicted of, or well, maybe some of them have been convicted of some stuff, but there are probably innocent people's names on this list, and they don't even know it. They don't even know why they're on the list, that they are on the list, and that they're being denied access to things like bank accounts or other financial services because they are on this list, because they don't tell you this stuff.
And I don't have what the acronyms stand for, but I could go back over. Hacker News says that the people on the list are, quote, suspected terrorists, have connections with organized crime, money laundering, bribery, corruption, and other unsavory activities.
Oh, I found them. So CFT is countering the financing of terrorism. And PEP, this one's really interesting, politically exposed persons.
Interesting.
I want to know more about that. But
what is political exposure?
That's, yeah. Is that somebody with...
was that like Wiener? What was his name?
That guy was politically exposed, right? Like he exposed himself right there. He's political.
He exposed himself, and he's a person.
He put his entire platform right out there on Twitter.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
A PEP is an individual who is or has been entrusted with a prominent function. Many PEPs hold positions that can be abused for the purpose of laundering illicit funds or other predicate offenses such as corruption or bribery. So somebody in a position of, bank loan officer or something like
right.
that might be considered a PEP. Anyway, so there's more to this story. He's found this database, found that there you could access it with no username and password. So
right.
somebody had publicly faced this database without Thomson Reuters knowing, and this security researcher got the data, apparently.
Right. I'm not sure if he got it from somebody else or if he just found some kind of flaw in their system to where you type in the right thing and then it takes you somewhere to where you access this data.
But they claimed in the story it wasn't password protected anyway, so it doesn't sound like it was particularly well protected. Either way, it wouldn't be in his best legal interest to describe thoroughly how he got it.
Right. And the World Check system is password protected, but what he found was their database not password protected.
Right.
Thomson Reuters, which runs the World Check, says that not just anybody can become a subscriber to World Check, and that there is a vetting process for appropriate subscribers. He says, I have no way to verify whether a large enough check could or could not buy a subscription. So again, this is just what they told me. Update number three, and I'll read update number three before giving you his reasons for, or rather his pros and cons of why to or why to not make this list publicly available.
So he's still debating it. He's still trying to.
And pros
correct.
And cons are great ways to make a decision.
Sure.
And
right.
Making them public allows other people to give their feedback.
Right. Update number three. For those interested in my safety and encrypted insurance file is available here, and he links over to another thread on Reddit titled Vickery Insurance File Torrent. Ian, I've sent that to you because you know how to do the things.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, this is not a release of the data, but it is something that should add a degree of protection to me.
Well, why wouldn't you put the data up encrypted with a PGP with a PGP key or whatever, and then that way, you know, somehow it's out there, and then he can release the PGP key or something like that. I'm not sure.
It says it's an encrypted insurance file.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what that means, so it could be something to where if he's arrested, somehow a PGP key gets released, and then people can access whatever the stuff is that's in the torrent. I really don't know, but I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that, and I just hit refresh. There are no more updates.
That file's been taken down from the Pirate Bay, apparently.
Right, but there's also a magnet link in the Reddit thread, and that's the thing that I don't know how to wind up working. You might.
Oh, I see it there. Okay, gotcha.
But he says, here are some arguments for and against releasing the database. And he has three in the pro, meaning four, and four in the against column. Number one, innocent people that have been put on the list deserve to know that they are on the list.
I'd like to know.
The data is apparently all aggregated from public sources. The database is currently already accessible to anyone that is willing to pay Thomson Reuters for it.
Mm.
Against. Releasing it may tip off some actual bad guys that really should be on such a list. Number two, Thomson Reuters' legal team will likely have some words for me. After all, they do invest considerable time and effort in categorizing and analyzing the data, even if it is from public sources. There's probably also a copyright argument that could be made. Number three, I have nothing against Thomson Reuters, and I'm generally a pretty friendly guy. Number four, he says some harm will likely be done to individuals that should not be on the list, but are on the list by mistake. Suddenly, the mistaken listing would be much more widespread than even Thomson Reuters subscribers.
You know, I understand that some people, you know, spreading this list around further harms the people who are on the list if people consider the
harms
list to
the
be-
people that are on the list mistakenly without a "this person's on the list mistakenly" column in the list.
Sure, but everybody's harmed. You're worried about the people who are on mistakenly. I'm not worried about genuine terrorists that are on the list.
Hold that thought. Let's go to Ron in Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was thinking that you had made a, you said what were some of the reasons someone might be on the list. I can't remember the exact reason, but it made me think that if you were someone who had knowingly used Bitcoin, like say through Coinbase or through Purse, that you had an email link to, as opposed to buying them anonymously, then that could very well land you on this list. Or if Tor had been compromised, and if you had used Tor prior to its compromising, then if you had downloaded the app for it, basically, then you will also find yourself on those lists because those are subversive activities, I guess you could say.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big question is what is included in this list? We've got general ideas of money laundering, terrorism, all the usual stuff. Well, what else? What other people do they have in there? Hold your thoughts, Ron. We'll bring you back here if you want to continue. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How detailed is the list? Does it explain why the person was added? We don't know yet because we haven't seen it.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Liberty Health Share. If you've missed the health care deadline and you don't have any form of health care right now, you're concerned that, well, you need to have it by the end of the year or you're going to get the fine that everybody gets. Plus, it's a good idea to have some kind of coverage. Well, Liberty Health Share has the answer. They're going to cover you for a whole variety of things. Obviously, nothing that's going to be sort of voluntary. You're not going to get your boob job covered. But catastrophic stuff, they're the ones for you. I just spoke with Liberty HealthShare on the phone yesterday. And, the amount of people that are happy with this service is just amazing. What it is it costs. I saw the quotes. And it was about 55% of what insurance costs. They allow you to choose your doctor, choose your hospital, anywhere in the nation. You'll be in good standing with Obamacare. That's the Affordable Care Act. You can manage and direct your health care and, you know, choose what's right for you. It's a lot more better options than what's going on with insurance because they're not insurance. But they do have memberships for individuals, couples, and families. And if you're a freedom-loving American who's looking for contract-free health care, this is for you. if you pay your own insurance premiums, please look into this. Go to libertyhealthshare.org. By the way, they were really impressed with the amount of people we were able to send their way, Ian.
Cool.
Doing a great job for them. LibertyHealthShare.org. You can give them a call at 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237, LibertyHealthShare.org.
So I have an update from Vice on this leak.
And we'll get back to Ron because he's
talking. Yeah. So apparently a couple hours ago, Vice posted, after the publication of this article, meaning the one that they wrote about this, a spokesman from Thomson Reuters wrote in an email that the company had contacted the third party responsible for the leak and had taken down the information. The spokesman added, "We have also spoken to the third party to ensure that there will be no repetition of this unacceptable incident."
So what we're talking about is a leak of the World Check database, or I don't know if it's the whole database or part of the database, but it's got 2 million names in it, and World Check has
2.2 million.
Yeah, it's got a lot of information about these names, where I'm on their website, thomsonreuters.com, and they, you know, they're bragging about how detailed their information is, and that, you know, this isn't just an aggregated site. They've actually got human beings going through and researching these names, gathering as much public data on these names as possible. These are alleged terrorists, people who might be involved in alleged financial crimes. Who knows? Maybe people who speak out against the government. I don't know who all's in this
and
list.
And a bunch of mistakes. You know that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go back to Ron. He's in Virginia. Ron, go ahead with your thoughts about this.
Well, I was just going to posit that it was possibly the leak comes from Hillary's server because, you know, that was secured and anyone could have looked at that.
Well, I don't know why Hillary's server would have the Thomson Reuters World Check database on it.
Because Hillary would be checking up on everyone. She's like, you know, a paranoid.
Like Santa Claus, checking the list twice.
Right, but I don't think Hillary's email server was publicly accessible via the internet without using some sort of hacking technique. And this guy said that he most assuredly did not use any hacking technique. He stumbled across something that was publicly available on the internet.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to posit that, you know, money laundering, some people in the government consider Bitcoin usage and other cryptocurrency as money laundering. So that very easily could bank you on the list if you had used Bitcoin.
Well,
or other.
Certainly one could use Bitcoin to quote-unquote launder money, but somebody could use dollar bills in the same way, and they're not going to say everybody that uses dollar bills is money launderer. And so far, to my knowledge, nobody has been charged with money laundering for simply using Bitcoin. People have been charged with money laundering for doing things that look a hell of a lot like money laundering, and Bitcoin was the method that they were doing that.
Hmm.
Ron, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. We've got Riley on the line. He's on via Skype. Riley, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I wanted to make a comment about the terror watch list, and it seems to me
which isn't necessarily what this list is,
right?
But it could be partially that. It could have more than just terrorism on this.
Right, and that's what Hacker News reported. That's what Chris Vickery says, that the records include suspected terrorists, people with organized crime, money laundering, bribery, corruption links, and links to other unsavory activities.
But what concerns me about lists like this is there's no due process. I mean, what about those of us who, let's say, for instance, that I ended up on that list. There's no due process for me to even know that I'm on the list
right.
or
nope.
how I can even get off the list. So it's just really concerning to me.
It is a concern. Obviously, anyone can have whatever private list they want with whatever data in it that they want. You know, private property being the rule of the day for libertarians. But one of the problems is most of what's on this list likely exists because of governments and their anti-money laundering and know your customer requirements. So would these lists even be...
list is being used by over 300 government and intelligence agencies.
Right.
9 of the 10 top global law firms, 49 of the world's 50 largest banks. Overall, there are 6,000 customers in 170 countries. So this list exists because of government.
Absolutely.
Not because of free market.
Correct.
It sounds like to me that banks and governments can form prejudgments based on people on the list when they may be innocent, in fact.
Yes,
that's right. That, you know, that even though that you're innocent, they believe that your risk level is too high for them to do business with. So even though you've never been convicted of anything or even charged with anything, if there's something they think that you're doing that is suspicious, maybe the suspicious activity reports have been filled out on you. Maybe that's what qualifies you for listing in here. I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen the list. We don't know what data, what details they have on people. But it could just simply be one of those things where they've determined that, well, doing business with you is just too risky. If we continue to do business with you, the government may come after us, and we don't want the government to come after us because we're the ones who have to pay the fines, not the customer. So we're just going to, you know, disconnect from these customers that appear on the list.
My question would be then, what objective standard are they using for defining what suspicious might be?
Well, it's probably the government's.
Well, if it's all based on suspicion, then there is no objective standard. It is, by very definition, subjective.
Well, the classic definition or the classic example of a suspicious activity report being filed is someone filing or somebody doing a deposit or withdrawal in a bank account of a certain amount of money a certain number of times.
Or
to try to avoid the cash transaction report, for instance. That's one example, but you could just look
right.
Suspicious, and that's
so
enough.
There's the thing of if you deposit over $10,000, they have to fill out a report.
Cash transaction report.
If you wind up depositing, as happened to a lady in, I believe it was Iowa, that was running a small restaurant, she would deposit money like two or three times a week, and the IRS said, well, that looks like you're structuring because you keep depositing like $4,500 and $5,200, so you're not wanting to trigger the $10,000 reporting thing, so therefore structuring, and we're seizing your assets.
Which is kind of scary to me that governments have that much power.
Yeah, so they'd say if you do X, then that's suspicious. If you do Y, and we think you're trying to avoid doing X, then that's suspicious.
You're just suspicious.
And, yeah, I mean, if when you exist, you're suspicious.
You can look suspicious.
We've just not found a reason yet.
Acting suspicious is reason to fill out a suspicious activity report.
Every fox believes that chickens are hiding drumsticks from him, and that's what they are. I mean, let's face it. These are tax feeders, and they believe that you've got their money.
Well, I do have to say that, yes, the chickens are hiding the drumsticks
exactly.
Up under their feathers, and the feathers just get in the way.
Right, but the chickens aren't hiding them. The fox just believes the chicken is. The chicken has the drumsticks, and the fox believes it's theirs. In the same way the government believes that every penny you've got belongs to them.
All right, Riley, I think you might have had more to share. If so, stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or hop on Skype like Riley is. Sound pretty great. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you can bring up whatever's on your mind here, we're talking about the World Check database. It's a list of names of people who, well, this organization says you shouldn't do business with if you want to avoid possible government targeting. That's one way to describe it. They allow for KYC, AML, compliance, due diligence. KYC stands for Know Your Customer, AML, anti-money laundering. So this is a list that banks and police organizations and
49 of the 50 largest banks in the world, 300 government and intelligence agencies, 9 of the 10 largest global law firms all use this.
People who use this database to try to learn about people, whether or not they should do business with them, for instance. And the database has been leaked, at least a version from 2014. So not the current version of it, but likely everyone who was in 2014 is probably still in this newer the newer version that has not yet been leaked. The security researcher has posted to Reddit. This is the guy who has acquired a copy of said database, apparently.
Yes.
He has posted
that is no longer publicly available online, according to Vice.
And, so Thomson Reuters, the company that is the minder of said database, the creator of the database, they have closed the leak at this point, but the data is out there. And now the question is, will this guy release it? And he's trying to determine whether or not he should. I know you said there's more from the thread you wanted to share.
Right, because in the Reddit thread, in amongst his statement of here's what I found, here's reasons to release, here's reasons not to, and he gave some updates about his conversation with someone from Thomson Reuters, he does ask the question of, I want your thoughts on whether or not I should release this. And I like some of the responses here, and if we have a moment, I would like to share some of these.
In a moment. First, let's go back to Riley calling from Utah. Riley, you're back on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a question to change the subject just a little bit. I've got a question that I've been wondering about. How would people with disabilities be treated in a free society?
Okay, I think this is one of the
best. How are you treated now?
You know, for the most part, when I walk down the street, people think I'm pretty amazing because, you know, I walk down the street with a cane and people are like, oh my gosh, it's a blind person. How amazing. And I just think it's kind of funny, but, you know.
Are they generally helpful? You know, if you need help getting across the street or finding something, they'll
generally, yes. Yeah. People are very helpful. However, sometimes they can be too helpful.
In what way?
Usually when I walk down the street, someone might come up and grab me, or which is to me a little upsetting because I don't like it when people grab me, or they try and help me down the stairs when I really don't need help down the stairs.
Well,
so,
if they're touching you without your permission, that's assault,
or at least weird.
But, you know, for the most part, I get treated pretty well.
Well, I don't know why that would change in the absence of the state.
Well, I think in the absence of the state, you would probably lack some mandates. So there would probably be some stores out there that are, you know, more eclectic. Perhaps they would have staircases that are odder than, you know, normal staircases, or doors that are non-compliant, or perhaps bathrooms that didn't have all of the features that every handicapped person might need. You might have...
We got that today, by the way. Downtown Keene, there are some places with steps. The only way you can get in the building is to go up steps. I think they were grandfathered in.
There won't be any new ones, though.
Right.
Where they're all, you know, any new construction at this point has to fit whatever guidelines, right. You know, it fits under from, you know, previous times. And I think that you likely would see more variety. You know, that's what freedom tends to do. Freedom brings variety. And variety is probably frustrating for a person with certain disabilities. So I think that it would... there would be fewer options in many cases for people with disabilities. But, you know, ultimately, they would, you know, the people would have to be educated as to why folks with disabilities are great to have in their business. And then they would choose to make those, choose to make some of those steps. The question is whether or not somebody should have, should be able to choose how they set their business up from sort of a logistics standpoint. Should they be able to choose that or not? And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. So I think that it probably, in a sense of code, would be worse. Also, Riley, I don't know if you get any kind of assistance from the government, but many people with disabilities do get those things. I don't begrudge them that either, by the way. But I, you know, you would, there would have to be charities that would fill in those gaps in many cases. You know, blind people can do lots and lots of different work, but there are disabilities out there that just preclude people from doing work at all.
Well, and charities are a lot more efficient than government-run welfare, to where right now, on average, governments spend about 75% of the money through various welfare programs going to bureaucrats, and only about 25% winds up going to the people that are actually, you know, seeking the help, whereas with private charity, it's completely opposite, and that's on the low end, to where only 75% is going to the people that are benefiting from the charity. And again, on the low end, or rather the high end, 25% goes to overhead. Most good charities, it's somewhere less than like 15% that goes to overhead. There are some charities where it's as low as like 5%.
I think that, you know, Mark, anything is possible. Certainly your speculation that access to businesses might be more limited could be the case. But remember, the marketplace can get things to happen even without government force. So if it turns out that some business opens up and they're not allowing wheelchairs to come in, they don't have the ramp for it, there could very well be people who protest that and they boycott and make a big stink about it if the business isn't doing it, and that could hurt their business. So they have a financial incentive. Even if they don't feel like they're going to have a whole lot of business from crippled people, they have the financial incentive to go ahead and put those facilities in place, because people who advocate for crippled people, the, you know, who can stand and walk and all of that, might decide to not do business there at all.
Right, and somebody could certainly be a complete a-hole and say, I'm going to put an alligator-infested moat around my business, and only people that can pole vault across the moat get to shop in my store. And, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people that go to the alligator-infested moat store. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, Riley, any thoughts? Go ahead.
I am actually one of those blind people that doesn't really have a problem with businesses who won't allow guide dogs to come in. Because
they won't allow guide dogs in?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. However,
that exists? What business is it? A cat store? I mean, what kind of business says no dog guide dogs?
I'm sure restaurants would have a problem with you having a guide dog.
Because the government tells them no pets, and restaurants don't tend to hire the valedictorians, and they don't understand the difference between a pet and a guide dog. But I have Riley, please send me a news story on this business that doesn't let guide dogs in.
I'm pretty sure there's a mandate that the government the government that they have to allow those dogs in there.
I will actually see if I can find one for you guys.
Now, when you say not allowing guide dogs, do you mean as sort of your service dog for you to work, or you're just going about your daily business and you've got your dog with you?
Yeah, we're not talking about an emotional stability service dog. We're talking about an actual guide dog for the blind, right?
Yeah, right, I know, but there's a difference between walking in the front door of the restaurant to sit down and eat your meal, and I need the dog to lead me to the freezer so I can cook somebody's steak.
I don't know if there's a dog that actually does that, but, you know, I'm just talking about the dog that helps blind people get around generally.
I realize there are different categories, but I'm pretty sure that all of them have to be allowed in.
A
blind person service animal and an emotional service animal. The businesses aren't allowed legally to ask why you have the dog.
Right.
So I'm not in favor of these laws, but they do exist. And so that's why, you know, basically anybody with a service dog vest can get their well-behaved dog to go into anywhere they want to because they can't ask about it.
Right.
Yeah, and if you've got a parrot and you want to walk around everywhere with your parrot, just call it a
service
animal, emotional support animal, and there's not really much that can be done.
See, the parrot is performing the service of insulting everyone, so I don't have to. Hey, thanks for the call, Riley. Hey, I didn't say it. It was the parrot. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ralph?
You stink.
Ralph in New Jersey. Don't talk that way to Ralph. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there is a question that has been percolating in my mind for quite some time now.
All right. What's the question?
If El Negro claimed that, you know, ISIS is the JV, then what is Obama?
ISIS is the what?
And the JV, Junior Varsity.
Junior Varsity.
JV, as he called them.
All right. When you say the Negro, you mean Barack Obama. That's your code word for him. Hang on. We'll talk about it. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.